Hello and welcome to another episode of Game Droids. We're recording this one live, and in fact, we have a live audience. The room is
full. A live studio audience,
yeah. We have my buddy Rob, who's playing Big Game Hunter on the big screen. He just killed a wild deer, and he's
big
proud
game
of that.
Hunter, what's that about?
Well, he hunts people, and, you know.
No, not people. Animals.
Oh, he said Big Gay Hunter.
Oh.
He hunts dildos, giant roaming dildos. Then we have Game Time in the chat room, who's also sitting right next to me. He's on his laptop, relaxing,
yeah,
kicking back.
If you want to see me, I'm not much to look at.
And Kolop's in the Skype, not Skype, stick cam. He's stick camming with us right now. And he's also alive and moving around. Speaking of live and moving around, you guys seen that Project Natal? They made some announcements right here at that CES show.
No. Can I make a prediction about
no.
Project Natal?
Go ahead.
It will flop.
Why?
It will be a big flop.
I don't think so. It'll be a
gimmick like the Sony Eye camera. No one uses it. You'll get the people that rush out the first day and buy it, and then
see,
be
like
it.
The Sony Eye camera is just a camera. That's all it is.
The same Natal thing, though. You stand in front of it, you can smack things around, or you can kick things. It's not, you know.
Well, it's not just that.
So what else are you going to do?
The difference between that and the Sony camera is that the Natal sees you in 3D space.
Yeah, what's the difference? So what?
Okay, not only that,
if I'm kicking a soccer ball, whether it's a camera or 3D space, and I'm just kicking the air, what's the difference?
It's also voice activated. Why you gotta
so
be so
what?
Negative, dude?
I'm gonna talk in my game.
God!
I think it has an audience.
So, okay, yeah, pretty, what do you think? You think it has audience?
My girlfriend wants it. Basically, all the girlfriends are the dudes that have Xboxes are gonna get it.
Girls all want the Wii, too, and they buy it, and they do the Wii Fit, and they never buy another game for it.
Not if you have an Xbox 360, you'd be like, no, wait.
You know, I think it's gonna be a hit, actually. I really do.
Yeah, it will be the first day it comes out.
So you think it's gonna end up like the Wii, where it's just gonna.
It's gonna wind up like
there.
The iCam, where the first people buy it the first day, and 6 months later, they pretty much abandon it, and there's no games for it. No one cares about it anymore.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on the games they make.
Well, what kind of game do you make for that? Kick the ball? Pretend to throw the baseball? I mean, people get tired of that after about 10 minutes.
Well, no, actually, I've seen a tech demo, where this guy was playing Half-Life 2 on it.
Yeah, and people aren't going to want to do that. You're going to stand in front of your TV and point your finger gun at the TV and look like you're retarded or something?
Well, we're already past the point of looking retarded when you have the Wii, so I don't think they're really going to do that. But no, but if you think about it, I mean, it's true motion control.
Gamers are lazy. We don't want to stand up in front of the TV.
Gamers
and
are lazy.
The TV
no, you're right. Gamers are lazy, but we're such a small part of the audience now.
No, we're not. We're
that
the majority.
They're considering,
the
you know, that's what. Well, if we're not, then why is the Nintendo Wii selling out like crazy all the time?
Well, how come the 360 sells three times more software than the Wii sells?
Well, because of the.
The Wii has crappy games. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think, in my opinion, if Project Natal comes up with good games, then it should be all right. Like, the
nah,
Wii started out with Zelda was pretty good.
Kicking, they're going to go to kick the fake soccer ball, and their shoe's going to fly off, and it's going to go through their big 60-inch HD TV. There's going to be lawsuits and everything else.
Well, that's not the Microsoft's fault. That's the idiot who's kicking at his TV.
It's going to happen.
Well, that's for them to worry about. I'm pretty sure they have enough money to handle a few lawsuits. They'll probably stick a bunch of stickers on there saying, you know, we're not responsible for any accident.
Yeah.
And the other problem with that is, too,
is
you still have to look straight at the TV. So even if you're playing Half-Life, it's not like you can turn your head to the left. Because if you do, you're not going to be looking at your television set. So it's only vaguely interactive at best.
But see, okay, but the problem is that you're thinking of it as a traditional type of game.
It's all
I mean,
you be on, what are you going to be?
A traditional
give me the type
game
of game
is,
that you're
going
to be able to play with it that
no.
you can't already do on the Wii or the iCam.
What's that?
What kind of game are you going to be able to play with it that you can't already do with the
You know,
Wii
I don't know.
Xbox.
I'm not a game developer, dude.
No, you know what? They're not. I don't think they're going to get rid of the controller. They can't get rid of the controller. I mean, how the hell are you going to be able to play games like Call of Duty and Halo and shit with a fucking, you know, motion? They're not going to get rid of it. That's just for a different type of, you know, people that don't like controllers, you know?
Exactly.
Just
that's what
women.
It's a different type of, you're going to be...
They're never going to get rid of the controller.
They're going to have different games. Like, even, okay, take Wii Sports, for example, right? Wii Sports... You could if you're playing the baseball game, you know, people like to stand and pretend they're really hitting the ball, but you could just waggle from the couch, dude, and you could still hit the ball. It's not a true motion control. Basically, what they took is they took your real body movements and it's really going to control what you're seeing on the screen. It's that's breaking that barrier down of having does. A remote in your hand. Like my buddy right now, he's playing this hunting game, right? Now, he's sitting down relaxing, but if he wanted a gun peripheral and maybe walk around, I mean, something like
you can do it with the Wii already, though. Like I can buy a gun peripheral for the Wii and walk around and play the big game hunters on the Wii, too. And he comes with a gun accessory.
You, so you're not understanding what I'm saying, though. What I'm saying is that it's going to open up new ways of things you can't do with a controller.
What can't you do with that you can – what's going to be the difference?
What's going to be the difference?
If I want to walk to the left, well, how am I going to do that with okay, no controller? Right, I'm going to point left.
Forget about that.
Just point the screen.
God damn it, Cole.
You guys, you know what? If we had Pokemon Tile, you guys could box it out.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, what about a rhythm dancing game? Okay, the closest you can get to a rhythm dancing game right now is
rhythm dancing. Are you going to be playing rhythm dancing?
I'm not going to be playing. Cole up. Fucking relax, dude. All right, they're not just making it just for me and you. They're making it for everybody. I'm saying rhythm people dancing. like my friend's girlfriend here is gonna see a game like that and go, oh, you know, I like to dance, and then you know they're gonna the Natal's gonna be able to judge you on how you dance, right? Or the game time says in the chat, dude, dodgeball game, you know?
Yeah, until someone throws something through the television.
No, the dodgeball's coming at you, so you have to dodge it.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not coming at you. So it's not – after 10 minutes of that, you're going to be like, okay, I'm tired of –
Cole
up
is like waiting for the super, like, you know, what is it, Star Trek experience, right, the holodeck.
If you're the average
if that,
person –
if that shit doesn't happen, okay. Cole up thinks everything is crap, dude. All
right, you and me have a big projector. Say you're the average person with a little 32-inch TV playing dodgeball.
Hey.
How's that going to work?
A little
you're
kid.
You're going to have a little tiny dodgeball.
A little
it
kid
really
would love that,
you.
Dude.
It comes at the screen, and then it's not going to come through the screen and hit you.
I'm going to play it. I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to try it first.
I want to try it, too.
I'm going to try it, too.
No, I might love
it.
I might say, oh.
Yeah, Cole, you're talking so much crap, dude. I don't think you should try it.
Pretty funny. No, I'll try it. I really do hope that they come out with good games. I mean, it'd be a shame if it does go, you know, like the way of the Wii. But I hope it
there's nothing you can do with it that already hasn't been done. That's my thing. You can already do everything with the eye camera that you're going to be able to do a project at all.
Yeah, well, they always come up with something new, Cole. It's not like they're just stuck in a certain
usually
ball.
I'm Mr. Negative. Mr. Cole
I know, Cole Up's like on a roll today. Is somebody shitting your cereal this morning or what, dude?
And what's Nintendo's next system going to be? You're going to put on a bodysuit and then you can run around your living room and like
I think
behind
Nintendo's
the couch?
Done, dude. They should just throw in the towel already, dude.
No, they shouldn't because they're selling the most systems. They're just not selling any software.
No, what's up with this Wii Vitality thing? Have you guys seen that?
No, I never even heard of it.
It's that little, you put it on your finger, and it's supposed to tell you how you're feeling. Like, the game is supposed to change on your mood or something like that.
I never even heard of it.
Don't they have rocks that do that? They change color. Supposedly your mood, but it's like the heat or some stupid shit. That's
something like that.
Somebody shit in your cereal.
Dude, I don't know. He's on a rampage that. Roll this morning, dude.
Somebody cut him off in the snow and some shit.
Yeah, but you know, like let's say the Natal, like coupled with maybe you know one of those new 3D TVs that are coming out. I know Cole Up loves 3D TVs, right? Cole Up.
It's not that my problem with 3D is because I wear glasses, so I think it messes me up. So I can't. If for people who like it, I'm not going to bash. But for me, it just gives me headaches. It makes me dizzy. So 3D doesn't really do anything for me.
So you don't think? Do you think 3D is going to have an impact on the gaming industry?
I think 3D is going to be like, you remember when DVD players first came out, people said they'll never replace the VCR. They'll never replace the VCR. You remember that?
No, I don't remember.
No.
When DVD players were like $900 back in like 1999, like 10 years ago.
I think Cole Up was one of those guys that goes, I'm not going to buy all my VCR tapes on DVDs.
No, I'm not. I'm the exact opposite, actually.
Then why don't you embrace anything else?
No, what I'm saying
he
is
he hates 3D TVs. He hates
the
tall.
The point
he hates
I'm
small
to make is everyone's
going to
complain about 3D TVs, and they're going to say we're not going to buy it. We're not going to buy it. In 10 years from now, everybody's going to have a 3D TV. Like just like with DVD players, when everyone said, "Well, I'm not going to buy a DVD player. I have a VCR." And now it's 15, you know, 10 years later, and everyone has at least a DVD player, if not a Blu-ray player.
Wait, I'm confused. So you're embracing new technology or not? I'm confused.
No, I'm saying is everyone's going to bitch about it, and then 10 years from now, everyone's going to have it.
I don't think everybody's
going to
bitch about
it. So you're saying you are going to have Project Natal? No, I'm just kidding. Only because I have to.
He probably will.
I probably have a 3D TV, but I'm not saying I'm going to get Project Natal. or Natal, or whatever they want to call it.
That's not even the final name either. They haven't announced it yet, but it's supposed to come out this holiday season, actually.
I say
GameTime
in
chat room says he ordered a 3D TV and it was only $10,000.
Good God. That's a lot.
And you have to wear glasses when you watch it. Which I think is kind of dumb. I mean, I would do that, but I don't think the average person goes, hey, let's watch TV. And then they all put on goggles.
It depends on the show. Like, if it's like a, you know, I mean, if you're watching like a, I don't know, House, that doesn't have to be in 3D. What possibly can add that to a show like House? But if you watch like an action movie or something, actually, it might actually add something to it. So I think it depends on what you're watching.
Well, I don't watch that show, but I was thinking like maybe you can go inside the body and see, you know, certain things going on, you know, like they might show it inside, like you go into the
body. Oh, yeah, like when something happens. Cool. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Good point.
I don't know. I saw Avatar in 3D, and it just gave me a bad headache, but I already wear glasses, so it's probably wearing glasses over top of glasses to see the 3D that messes me up.
Oh, yeah, I did that with the Beowulf.
That screwed you up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really liked
after a while.
I really liked the Avatar 3D. That was like, I don't know, it was just cool.
Did you see an IMAX 3D or digital 3D?
I've seen digital 3D.
3Ds. Yeah, I saw it in IMAX 3D. I don't know if there's a difference or not.
Well, IMAX, it covers the whole circumference of your eyes. Well,
yeah, there's
the
two big giant glasses, or like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, I use the real D glasses.
Is that the blue and red ones?
No, they're black. They kind of look like, they just look like old school sunglasses.
Yeah.
The 80s and shit. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's old school for us. Not for Cola, because he's, you know, he's 45.
I'm 29. I'm not even 30 yet.
No,
I got four more weeks.
I'm just messing with you.
Look, little man, don't make me come over there and step on you.
Jeez, Cola's he's on rampage today, dude.
I know, man, damn.
But, you know, like going back to Natal, dude, like, they're getting a ton of fucking third-party support already. You know, from like Capcom. Well, pretty much all the major publishers are making games, and you know, Peter Molyneux is talking it up.
I saw a demo where a boy was playing, and he was playing like a karate game, and he was playing like he was fighting against like Bruce Lee, and he was doing all kinds of flips and karate kicks. I'm like, first of all, this kid is like a second degree black belt. He was like flipping and like doing flying sidekicks.
You're talking about the promotional video?
You do that to the average kid. They're either going to kick the TV or they're going to like kick the wall. They don't know karate. They're going to be flailing their arms around.
Pull up is just tons of fun at the mall.
For the safety of children. What about the children?
Are you going? Do you have nephews and nieces, right, Chris?
Yeah, and I mean, I want them to have fun.
No offense to them, but do you want them standing in front of your TV, flailing their arms and legs around?
You know, I would teach them not to do that. I mean, there's I know kids aren't, can be unpredictable, but
you
I mean, it's
well,
not like
you
the wild monsters.
Kid, you didn't listen to the adults. No kids listen to any adults.
Actually, Freddie has first-hand experience on that. He works at a school.
I'm a supervisor at a school. Good God.
You know as well as I do, kids don't listen to anybody.
You know what? Honestly, I don't even know why they have pencils or pens, balls. They could turn a marshmallow into a weapon. I swear, dude. Kids are just evil. Seriously, they just...
Game Time said he's going to do a contest for our show where he gives away a 3D TV for $10,000 because he's got that kind of money.
Damn.
Did he really say that? You said that?
No.
Can I just have one?
Cola said you're giving away a 3D TV.
Damn it, Cola. What?
Cola likes to just say stuff like that.
Here. Sorry. That's going to sound lovely. All of a sudden me screaming and shit.
Screaming like little kids. How many kids did you have on Fable 2?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
I had one, but then I killed my wife, so they took him away.
Did you get blackmailed? Somebody like hit you up? Like, if you don't give me
this
money, I'm gonna.
I saw this video on YouTube recently where this guy had 99 kids.
Oh my God! Right now?
Jeez.
Yeah, that Fable 3 is coming out though. That looks. I don't know. You think it's gonna be more of the same, or is it gonna be like?
If you can't die in Fable 3, like in Fable 2, when you can't die, I'm gonna be really, really disappointed.
What do you mean? Like,
you don't die. You can just play through Fable 2, just keep going. All you do is get knocked out, and then you get right back up where you left off. You don't die.
Isn't that all games, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a continue button, really.
No, but I'm not
you
really.
You can't play this game anymore. You died, motherfucker.
It's so real. If you die in the game, you can never play it again.
The continue point is where you might have to go back and start the level or from where a previous spot.
Oh, like a last
save. So there's
some
challenge. In Fable, there is no starting all the way back over. You just keep going from.
Honestly, I don't even remember dying on the game. That's probably why. Yeah. I have to, like, duck every time somebody passes by.
Strange. I hear other people talking in here, so I'm like, I'm listening to other things. I had no idea what you just said.
Your undoing.
Your undoing is here. Messing up everything. How dare you?
Oh, this is going to be another messed up show.
I know, dude. This one's already all tore up. I can tell.
Not really. The beginning was kind of interesting with you guys arguing.
Oh, fucking Mr.
Chris was ready to punch the screen.
This was the Todd punching the face. Yeah, but they already announced Fable 3, and I'm pretty sure, knowing Peter Molyneux, he's going to incorporate Natal in it somehow. I mean, he was already chatting it up like it was fucking the
But you'd be able to pet your dog now.
Maybe, huh? Well, you remember that demo they had that demo they had at E3 with that kid who was talking back to you? You guys remember that? Well, they had a virtual character. Because, the Natal has the facial recognition technology and also the voice recognition.
So you're going to have people talking to you now? This is for lonely people, then. Project Natal is for people who have no friends.
I think video games are for people.
Yeah, isn't that just any video game, really?
Until until they made the Xbox Live.
if you're sitting there having conversations with your television set, then you really have no friends.
Who's the one that said something about that they're going to make you read dialogue in a game? Did you say that, or did I read that somewhere?
I hate reading dialogue in a game, dude. I want to be entertained. If I wanted a book, I'd pick up a book.
I heard that you're going to be actually acting out the roles in the game. Like, for example, like Mass Effect. I could have sworn it was you that told me that, Chris.
No, it wasn't me.
Somewhere.
That's another thing that Natal could do.
That's what it was. Like, that's
so
what
now
saying.
You got to be an actor or play actor to
well,
get
some
to,
people
you
think
get
that's
ten,
fun.
Well, that
up.
That to me is pretty kind of retarded. I mean, who the hell's going to do that? But I mean, that's not the only thing it's going to do. I'm sure.
You know, I mean, there's so many things you could do with that thing. I mean,
there's a limited amount of things you can actually
not
do.
Unlimited, but no, but just new things you can do. Like, let's say somebody who wants to be a machinima person, right? And they want to do like a little video game movie. You can have your actors act out. You can act out for each actor and then put it together in a film.
Don't give away our secret, Chris. We're going to become millionaires off of that. Remember,
but see, somebody's
been doing that.
That might not be fun.
The 10
people
out there that make machinima movies, for those 10 people out there,
it's not just those 10 people. But like, you might not think that's fun, but I think it's fun. And if I think it's fun, I'm sure there's more than 10 people out there who want to do that.
For the 11 people out there that enjoy.
Hey, Cole, you're just negative today, dude.
I've never done that before, but
anything.
If it was made easier for me, I would totally do that. Like what Chris does sometimes, I'm like, damn, that's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, I just made that video, that little music video I did with Saints Row, and it could have been so much
that
better,
shit was awesome.
If I would have had like better tools to like...
If there was a game
camera
that let you do that,
yeah.
This motherfucker's telling me to shut up. No, if there was a game that would let you do that, like, a lot easier, like, don't they have that that one game that lets you make, like, your own role-playing game or something like that? Wasn't that, like, an indie
RPG
game?
RPG Maker for the PS2.
Yeah.
It was awful, though.
Oh, it was? Well, they need to make
it
better.
Yeah. It was made by some, like, third-party company that doesn't really make games.
Did you see Chris's music video, Cola?
Yeah, I saw it.
That's pretty awesome, I thought.
Yeah.
How about you, Rob?
And, like, for me, that was fun, dude. Like, I had fun doing that. Like, instead of playing Xbox that day, I was like, I'm just going to do this. This is, and I had a blast doing it. Now, if they made it in a game that actually, like, did that, where you can actually act out and, like, maybe using Natal, I mean, you can have, like, custom, animations and things like that. I mean, that would just open the door on a lot of, cool things. They're kind of doing it right now with, like, Little Big Planet, where you can make your own game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's on PS3 Network.
Yeah, I
see
that.
Little Big good, but that could have been a lot better, too. There's a lot of things with that that's...
Call up with you, I'm not surprised that you think that.
they overcomplicated some of it, where you're playing it. Like, why didn't they just make this a little bit more user-friendly than what it is? I'm not a game developer. Don't make it this complicated.
Well, yeah, I didn't make it as simple as possible, but I guess that would be hard. I mean...
It's like I want to put a stairway that goes up and down, but I have to go behind each stairway and manually put like these things in, and then tell each individual piece how fast I want to go, and then I have to do this and do that and do 50 other things before I get stairway to move. I'm like, why did they make it this complicated?
Are you sure they made it? Because Trials HD, they have a track builder, and it's similar to that, where do you want to have this, have gravity and all this, and they give you like this tool set.
Yeah.
And the first track I made, it was like, it took me forever, and then I figured out, you can actually group things together, copy-paste them, and then, there's tools to make it easier. So like in your case, the steps, right?
Yeah.
You can make like maybe four of them, and then like, if this was I don't know because I never played Little Big Planet, but I'm pretty sure they have to have something like this, where you can group those four objects together, and then duplicate them in a way that is going to become steps.
Oh, you can, but it takes 50 steps. It takes forever to do things that shouldn't take as long as it does, I think. And if you want to check out my level, look up Colop 1 on Little Big Planet in the server, and you will find my levels on there.
This guy's getting all mad of two little bouncing balls.
Yeah, for Robbie's playing a...
what is this shit called?
Indie game with these two little bouncy ball guys. And he's getting his ass kicked by the computer.
What's it called?
Hey, Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit?
What is this shit called? I'll call him a friend.
They came from the ground and they brought balls. Or something like that.
It came from the ground and they brought balls?
That's the name of the game?
Everything's gay with this guy, huh? There's also some Halo Reach news in the...
Just look at this guy.
In the news. And supposedly they're going to add some new tech in there where it's, you know... Because everybody's like going, like, oh, just another Halo game. Because if you remember fucking... ODST, it was this kind of like plain Jane.
Yeah, it was short.
Yeah. Well, not short, but like, it was basically just Halo again.
In a little bit.
So, yeah. And, you know, and the new Halo Reach is, I mean, it looks better, but is it just going to be the same type of thing? They're saying they're putting some new tech in there that's going to make it, like, pop more or, like, actually have bigger scale battles.
Fuck. You think they're going to have the ODST, like, fighters and, the new Master the Chiefs? What are they called? Spartans?
Spartans. Well, it's a team. Like, I think what they're going to do is they're going to have a team-based game. And you know what I'm hoping for, though? I'm hoping it plays like Call of Duty.
Oh, really?
If it played like Call of Duty, that game would be fucking awesome. That's all I got to say about that, pretty much.
Yeah, it was pretty clever. Because after playing Call of Duty, Halo now kind of seems like a little... kind of shitty, no? Yep. I haven't played Halo in a long... Halo? Did I say Halo? Halo. I haven't played this shit in a long time.
We're having one of our live audiences talking like everybody can hear him. Quiet, heckler. He's a heckler.
Your 2 cents are worthless.
All right. So do you want my question of the day or no?
Sure. Go for it.
Try to get the show back on track a little bit. What old video game franchise would you like to see brought back?
Oh, you fucking idiot. Anyways, I didn't even hear that.
That's my question. That's the answer.
I heard something about a franchise.
Yeah, what old video game franchise would you like to see revived? Dude, I don't even know. Really.
Zelda.
Contra. Yeah, Contra.
Contra?
A new Contra.
There's a game that I seen recently that looked like Contra.
Would you want 2D or 3D? Like, would you want it first person or like... the old side-scrolling
was updated. I don't know. Let's ask the live studio audience. If you Contra be returned, would you want a 3D or 2D?
Side-scroller?
No, that wouldn't work because you already have Call of Duty.
Yeah, no, I think I miss old-school games. I need to bring back
more
old-school.
The thing that worked with Contra was it was a great side-scrolling game.
So like a side-scrolling... I don't know, maybe like a half and half? Like it looks 3D, but it plays 2D? Like a Street Fighter? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but it would still be side-scrolling, but it would look three-dimensional.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, just update it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Have the same, you know, type of fun, platforming and shooting.
Yeah.
Scat gun.
We got some music going.
Oh, yeah. Lord that, dude.
I don't know. I was thinking where I'd like to see Abe's Odyssey brought back with the 2D.
I think Abe's Odyssey sucks, dude.
Without
any
graphics?
I hated that game, dude. Every time I played it, I was like, this game's crap. Why does anybody like this?
Didn't we talk about that last time?
And, yeah, and there were so many of them, too. I just didn't understand that.
But you like him. You like video games with Jack Black in it, so.
Hey. No. Ooh, no. I've been playing Brutal Legend.
How do you like
for
it?
For like a week. It's all right, actually. It's not bad. It's clever.
I couldn't get into the story, dude. Like, I started playing it.
Well, it's just so ridiculous. It's just like, okay, come on.
I got to the part where you fight the guy with the hair that's like wings.
Oh, yeah. It flies around. It looks like fucking, what's his face?
I don't know what he is.
What does he look like?
He's like, he, I don't know, I think he represents like the hair metal bands in the 80s and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, oh, crap.
Yeah, know. It's just so ridiculous. The story's just so ridiculous. It's like, oh my god. But it's clever, though.
What movie is this?
No, Brutal Legend. Yeah.
This is 3 weeks in a row talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I actually played it though this time. I rented it. So.
But that new demo came out. You guys played that, right? The Dark Void?
I played it right now.
I played actually. It.
It's not bad. I like flying around. It's cool.
I'm hoping there's more to the actual game than what, you know, I hope the demo wasn't like.
Well, you know, the demo actually, the music background reminded me of Battlestar Galactica, and I think it's the same guy who makes the music for that. So it's basically it was Battlestar Galactica music, and they just kind of just slapped it in there. But, you know, other than that, like, the flying part kind of reminded me of the way Iron Man. I don't know if you guys played that game at all.
I didn't play it.
When Sega made it, it was crap. But, like, the flying, they got the flying down, like, real good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it felt real, like, natural. Like, it didn't feel like it was just tacked on. So that was good. What I didn't like about the Dark Void demo was the shooting mechanics when you're on the floor. Like, it didn't feel like when I was shooting the guys, it didn't feel like they were dying fast enough.
Yeah, I was going to say that right now. It takes, like, fucking 100, 200 shots just to kill one motherfucker.
Yeah, they don't feel like they're actually impacting the people, if that makes any sense.
And then when you melee them, too, it, like, takes forever. Like, they were always beating the shit out of me first, and then I had to... And I can hit them after.
I didn't like those stupid little slug alien things.
Yeah, those things suck.
They just came in like, because the room that you're in is kind of dark.
No, the thing about it, the game sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
I think the game has potential. I want to play it.
I'm not going to buy it based off the demo.
No, I'm definitely not going to buy it. I do want to play it, though.
It's a renter.
Game Time 7 is about to experience Peggle for the first time.
He's playing it?
Don't do it, you'll get hooked.
Yeah.
He's going to download it, and it's going to be Chris's like, yeah. I'm going to see you guys playing Peggle all the time now instead of Call of Duty.
Who?
You and your brother and all, Wes.
We have a big old Peggle party and not invite Cole up.
Peggle party?
Cole up's online. Everybody sign offline real quick. Turn your online status. Yeah, that's basically what we're going to do.
If there's any beer, I don't want any.
This show's going to have to be edited a lot.
I'm not even going to edit it. I'm just going to leave it, dude. Fuck it. Why
Fuck
not?
Fuck it. Any other news in the gaming world?
What about the arcade that you were talking about, Chris?
Oh, yeah, the Xbox Live Arcade Room.
Yep.
Now, this thing is going to be basically like your own little playhouse, I guess. It's your own arcade, and you get to put any... I think they have something like 800 to 900 classic 80s arcade games in there.
That many?
Yeah, and they're going to be like 200 Microsoft points each, or something like that. And basically, you'll be able to... build up your own little arcade room. You can't really walk around it. You could just go from machine to machine. And I'm not sure if it's going to be like a multiplayer thing where they can have...
It is. You can play it against other people. I read that.
I did see that. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
Is it going to be like... Are we going to have our avatars walking around in there?
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
Yeah, you can walk around from arcade to machine to machine.
No, you can't walk around. Like, I saw the tech demo, a video of the tech demo. And yeah. The guy was asking, hey, can we walk around in the space? And he's like, well, no.
Oh, okay.
But I think what it is, you know, like those avatar games where you like throw the football, your friends and stuff like that. Mm. I think it's gonna be like that where you're gonna see your friends and stuff inside the arcade.
You know, if you pick a game, you're gonna see him walk to the game. Yeah, you're not gonna be able to control him. Okay.
If you already own a game that then comes out in the arcade, you have to repurchase it.
I hope not. That'd be bullshit.
They already confirmed that.
Oh, they did.
You have to rebuy
that,
it.
It was a big deal because they confirmed it.
You have to buy it again? Is that what he said?
Well, see,
say you have Frogger, and then they decide to put Frogger in the in that walk, you know, the arcade thing that Chris is talking about. You have to repurchase Frogger specifically for the arcade.
Oh, that's bullshit. I hope not.
Yeah, it is.
It should at least be a discount to add the little arcade-looking thing into your fucking room.
Well,
but
see, what it is
bullshit.
That they're the original. They're just the ROMs, the original ROMs. They're not altering the graphics at all.
But that's why they shouldn't charge you again.
Why do I have to have a virtual arcade? I mean...
Well, that's
just another thing that Xbox could say that they have that, you know, other systems don't have.
That's like a Poly Pocket.
No? Well, the PS3 has it, technically, if you go in the home.
Yeah, but who wants to play on that thing, dude?
Yeah, come on.
All the people I know who have a PlayStation 3 all agree that the home is not that even...
Yeah, it's garbage.
Yeah, it's crap. And, you know, it has so much potential, but it's just crap. Yeah, so I don't know. I might check that. I want to check it out. I definitely want to see it. I hope they put like that old X-Men game on there. If you guys remember that, where they had like four TVs screened across.
They're only putting
games
on
there,
basically from the Atari 2600 era. They already confirmed it.
What happened?
Yeah, that was the only good X-Men game.
But can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
They confirmed they're only putting older games from like the Atari 2600 era of arcade games.
Oh, I heard of the 80s.
Yeah, that's the Atari 2600 era.
Well, the X-Men game was in the 80s, wasn't it?
No, that had been
90s. I thought it was the early 90s.
Yeah.
Then I probably won't be playing this at all.
I mean, if it's just like Atari type game, who the fuck wants to... I mean, yeah, it's kind of like, oh, I remember this, but you're only going to play it for like, you know, a minute or two.
Well, that's why the game's only like $2.
I was going to put NBA Jam on there, the original NBA Jam.
Oh, yeah, that game was
better. That'd be awesome. With online playing, you'd have like four people, two to a team.
That would be pretty sweet.
But it's coming after the Wii, so we can forget about that.
The people are going to be waving around like crazy.
You know what they should have, Chris? I just realized, you know how you hate those Final Fantasy games because, you know, you have to take turns and you have to control every single one?
Yeah, and then you got to read
everything. Each one controls a different person. Hell yeah.
Well, Final Fantasy can segue into my game review of Half Minute Hero. If you want me to do that real quick.
What?
Well, yeah, go for it. You already started it, dude. All
right. You know how the older Final Fantasies were, where sometimes when you were walking around, you would have to battle. You would just wander into, like, battles sometimes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, it would just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, 32nd Hero is, they use the older graphics. It looks like, they use some anime, you know, still drawings, but the actual game is like 8-bit. But you have 30 seconds, every mission is 30 seconds, and I know it sounds crazy, you have to play the game to know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
When a bad guy will do something on, like, halfway on the other end of the map, and he'll be like, I'm going to destroy the world in 30 seconds, and it's different bad guy each time. So you leave the castle, and you're running to the bad guy, and as you're running to the bad guy, you get the clock's running down, 30 seconds is running down to zero. And as you're doing that, you run into these mini-battles like you would in a Final Fantasy to get your XP up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you just run into creatures in the woods or whatever.
That was weird.
And each battle only lasts about 2 seconds. And you can just skip the battles, but your XP won't go up. And you have to decide, do I want to do this quick 2-second battle to get my XP up, and I might not make it, or do I want to go make it to the bad guy? Because once you make it to the bad guy, the clock doesn't stop. Like, say there's 3 seconds left. When you get to the boss or whatever, you have 3 seconds to actually beat him. Like, it's fast. The gameplay is crazy.
I don't like
games
that time me on certain things. It just makes me pissed.
This is Half Minute Hero. You only have half a minute to beat the game.
It was crazy. Like, there's one mission where you have to fix a bridge. So I'm running to the bridge, and I keep running into these battles in between. And it's like, do I want to fight or skip? And like, you have like a second to decide to fight or skip, But then my XP wasn't
this
high.
This is something
to
you've
get
played?
The first up. Huh?
This is a game you've played?
Yeah, I have it for the PSP.
And you like it?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big RPG fan because it takes forever. I don't have the patience for them. So this is perfect for someone like me with no attention span whatsoever.
Because
like, I don't have to wait. I don't have to take long battles. Like, because by the time I get to the guy I have to fight, I have like 4 seconds. It's like, I just have to choose the moves I want. Like, really, really fast. I mean, it sounds crazy, and you have to play it for it to make sense. Like, just hearing someone explain it, you're thinking 30 seconds, you know, how do they pull that off? But it works really well for how they did it.
Hmm.
And that's available on the DS, right?
On the PSP.
Oh, it's on the PSP.
It's on the PSP.
Oh, I thought it was on the DS.
No, it's on the PSP. And if you hate RPGs, you'll love this game because it's an RPG. Because it's not.
So
it's,
if you
it's
love
so
RPGs,
fast,
are you
going to
hate
like,
it?
Huh?
So if you love RPGs, are you going to hate that game?
I don't know.
Is it back?
Like, do you like with Final Fantasy being slow at times where you have to figure stuff out? You know what I'm talking about? And each battle can take like 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm the opposite.
Well, those are like the bosses. You know, like the bosses usually take a longer time. And then the normal little fights, depending on how badass you are, you know?
Yeah.
And how experienced, you know, how experienced your players are.
Can you guys hear the ice cream man?
I like it.
I hear the ice cream man, and he won't go away. Turn your fucking shit off, you bastard.
He's all parked in front.
Yeah.
Oh, I want something now. I want a fudge bomb.
Fudge bomb?
That's a bomb.
Gay.
Chris always has to turn something gay. I just want a penis-shaped fucking popsicle. Fudge bomb.
I don't know. Spell it the best way you
can.
You
guys have had one, damn it. In your butt.
Game Time in chat is saying something here. Xbox Live fishing game where you can buddy. You and a buddy can be on the other boat at the same lake at the same tournament. That would be actually pretty cool.
They already have that. It's Bass Fishing or something like that. No, it's not an arcade game, but it's like $20 in the store, and you can play with up to like 8 people in tournaments. But I hate fishing, so I don't see. It's like not my subject.
I'm not a big fishing person either.
Well, the guy was talking for Game Time. Is it that Striker game? Is that what you're talking about? No, yeah, but the one do you have? Doesn't have multiplayer on it? No? Oh, that's odd. That's weird. Yeah, I went to my buddy Rob's house, and he has that Striker game, the Pro Bass Striker. That's what it's called, right? Bass Pro Shop. Which one? Oh. Big Strike or something like that. I don't know. It's a fishing game. And it comes with the fishing pole peripheral.
Is that for the Wii?
No, it's for the Xbox 360. They also have it for the Wii, too, but it comes with, you know, this big controller that's a fishing pole. I think it's pretty cool, dude. Like, I wanted to try it, and we went to go play it. And, you know, we caught, you know, we're just...
How much was that game?
Catching fish. It's like $80.
Good God.
Yeah.
Cool, because they sell you that controller, right?
Yeah. It comes with this, like, big controller and shit. And then, like, it has force feedback, and you have to, like, throw the pole out there and stuff. And it's pretty fun. It actually is a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
That sounds like a game that you'd find, like, at a GameWorks. Oh, it's called Game...
Yeah,
GameWorks or something.
Like an arcade.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Sega had that old school one on the Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast,
yeah. Bass Pro or Sega Bass Fishing. That one was actually pretty fun, too. I remember playing that with the controller, and I was like, man, I wish I had the fishing pole.
Remember Duck Hunt?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Well, is there anything else for this week?
I think that's pretty much it.
Yep, I can't think of anything else.
I know, me neither. CS was whatever, but, you know, they didn't really announce anything.
Peggle's badass.
They had some gaming stuff, but not that much, where it was like, you know, we have to report on it.
They had Project Natal.
Yeah, well, we already talked about that, and we know your feelings about it.
Really? Where were they? <Just kidding. laughs>
Oh, did you guys hear that they scrapped fucking Spider-Man 4?
Yeah, they're going to reboot the whole series, which is stupid, because the last movie was, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, I think the reboot's a little soon, but I'm glad they're actually doing that.
You mean
they're
going
to get Tom Cruise to play Spider-Man?
No, they're not. You don't even know, dude. Look at this guy. He's making up shit.
Or Vin Diesel. They're going to get
Vin Diesel. I'm Spider-Man. He's going
to
have a sleeveless Spider-Man fucking costume.
They're going to get Cuba Gooding Jr. to play Spider-Man.
I heard somewhere he's hung like a mule, too, and he have a big old bulge down his fucking spandex and shit, or what? Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. All right, Game Time's saying that they need to make a good paintball game because they all suck, which I agree with.
You don't need a paintball game. You have Call of Duty. You can just pretend shooting it's paintball. Game. Just
pretend it's paintball. And Xbox Live. Yeah, but it's not paintball. And
it's better than paintball.
Xbox Live Olympics? What do you mean by that? Explain yourself.
Oh, hell. Well, they have something like that, I think, that they are going to do, no?
The audience has no idea what's going on.
I've seen something similar to that. Like, where you're, like, running on a little pad, and you're like, did you do the jump and everything?
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, he's talking about the Sonic and Mario go to the Olympics. Is that what you're talking about?
No, the old school Nintendo. They used to have a pad.
Yeah, I remember that pad.
Well, that's something you could probably have with the Natal, of course. Koloff's gonna not gonna agree with that because you could knock out the TV. You guys don't play over there, you might slip.
So you can do that right now with the Wii.
What about the neighbors below you?
Or you can actually, you know, do it in real life. But see, the point is that you want to actually do this to have fun and get points and things like that.
No one actually played the Nintendo pad, though. Kids got it, they unrolled it, played it once or twice. It was like, this thing's too big to roll out.
No way, dude. We played the shit out of that. I think we had to get a new one because we fucking wore it out.
What, the pad?
Yeah, the Nintendo pad. See, everybody in this room right here.
No, that's because you sound like snacks.
They all
have
the Nintendo pad.
While you're
they all agree
TV.
That was dope.
That shit got kind of hard,
I think,
though.
I think Koloff's the lazy one.
Oh.
He's like, he looks at it and goes, I'm not going to do that. I might sweat.
I'm the tall one that if I run a place in my basement where the video game is, I would smack my
head. He just doesn't
want to
run into his TV and shit. He's going to forget.
No, he just said that he was so tall that he'd run and hit his head on the ceiling.
Oh. And I didn't hear that. Pretty much I just recycled this joke without even hearing it. Sorry. I do that sometimes.
I just told your same joke.
Oops.
All right, I think we're going to end the show here. It's been enough.
This is the Xbox Live Special Olympics.
I got a headache.
Xbox Live Special Olympics.
That'd be funny.
Wheelchair races.
You'd be sitting down on your couch and you'd be going like this, you know? Well,
no, like, I think then call up and run in. You can't do that. You might throw the controller at the TV.
You could do that with the Xbox.
They could have one called Live, so you can know what it's like to be handicapped, where you have like a fake wheelchair and you can like pretend
that
wheelchair
like
around.
A blast,
who the hell would want to do that? You know what? You know what's funny though? Somebody would. Some motherfucker would be out there. You know, I'm gonna get this game.
The blind game. You pretty much put a blindfold on. Oh, you ran into a tree. All right. You just got hit by a bus.
Yeah. No, you have to listen
we
to the
sounds. We just
pissed
off all the handicapped people that
listen to
the
all
show.
The sounds. Yeah, this is the one thing they can listen to, and we're making fun of them. You're fucked up, Cole.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to hell.
They're like sons of bitches.
Yeah, right. Or like no arms. You wear a shirt where your arms can't come out, and you have to like swing your shoulders around.
No, see, now he's liking it now, huh? Just because it's something horrible.
Yeah.
You are just a terrible person, Colo.
It can be called Vietnam post-war syndrome, where someone gets blown up in the war.
Oh, that's just terrible. Imagine if we have some Vietnam, ex-Vietnam people listening. That's just terrible. Our listeners are all in
I'm going to end the show here. Mandy Nitt.
Yes.
Check out our website at GameDroids.com, and we do the show live.
But I'm giving you an idea for the talk.
All right, later.
Later. Strike, and I have no experience with this type of shit. Who should I call for help? It's the B to the A to the D-E-R. Reconstructing the Death Star. With my slick suede suit, that's black light tar. Fucking you up no matter who